How many times have you said to yourself, I'm going to succeed, and yet you keep coming up short? You probably noticed that high achievers with heart do things differently, but you just can't put your finger on it. You're curious about why high achievers accomplish more and have more satisfying relationships. It's because success is the result of your mindset and the consistent actions you take. This show is designed with your success in mind. By revealing these powerful patterns of our dynamic individuals and guest experts, you can model what they do and apply to your future success now. Let's roll up our sleeves and get started. My name is Brigitte Höfele, and this is the Success Patterns Show. And welcome, everyone. Happy Tuesday, too. And welcome to the Success Pattern Show, where we have golden nuggets for you, because success patterns are more valuable than ideas. Let me explain. Ideas, while powerful, require trial and error and a lot of time to put into action. Just think about manufacturing, if you will. First, you have an idea, then you go into proof of concept and a working prototype, then small production batches maybe, and then finally you have a full-scale production. This takes months, maybe even years. You may have met some people who are collectors of ideas, but they do little else. Forget everything else you heard about ideas. You're not looking for ideas. You're looking for success patterns, because success patterns are different. Success patterns are better. Why? Success patterns are proven, have a logical sequence of steps to follow, have an action imperative, and deliver consistent results. In this content-rich program, you'll learn valuable success patterns. And today we have a very special guest, a YouTube genius. His name is Trey Jackson, and he intends to bring value by giving practical tips and information to help understand the YouTube algorithm and the psychology of video in the modern era. We're going to give you great content and great insights. And Trey has graduated from film school, creating video productions for companies, major motion picture sets, and developing his own YouTube and his own video content across not just YouTube, but across all social media platforms. He spends his time teaching others to grow their YouTube channels and create effective short videos content across all of the platforms so they can monetize both their personal and their business brands. So without further ado, let me bring him up. Trey, it is good to have you here. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you. I'm really glad to be here. So cool. I've seen the Success Pattern Show, and I'm finally here.
And now you get to be on it as well.
I know. Man, it's awesome.
You are, you know, I call you YouTube genius because in my book, you are one. And I've been following you, and you and I have met, I want to say, over the pandemic. You've taken some of the courses, and you've implemented things that you're continuous to learn into your video shorts, into your YouTube channel. How did that begin? I mean, clearly you're good with camera.
Yeah. How did that begin?
How did that all begin? Like, did little Trey eventually get a film camera? What happened?
My first camera, I was like, the first contact, obviously I'm like 10 or something, and parents have the camcorders, and I remember recording something in one spot. You had the tapes. So I would record something in one room, go to the next room, record the next thing. So I felt like I was teleporting. So I was already kind of amazed just by that art. But it wasn't until I got sick as a 13-year-old child or teenager, adolescent, and I couldn't do strenuous activity. I had a heart condition, so I had to find something to do that was it wasn't strenuous activity. And my grandma had this old digital camera, not super old. It was like when the digital cameras today, when they first started to come out, and I got a computer, and I just played around and explored. Like, I really just self-taught, like stumbled upon it and connected so much with it. yeah, is a creative art.
That's interesting. So you took an opportunity where other people might get stuck and, you know, feel victimized of, oh, I'm not well, I have this condition, you know, I'm kind of in a situation that I don't want to be in. You made the best out of that. That all in itself already is a success pattern. Was that instilled in you?
No.
Like, was that taught? Who modeled that for you?
I think it just comes from being curious and having time. And I think curiosity is just the catalyst, like being curious, like, what is this? How does this work? And then just being able to explore that. I think that actually is what people even today are missing in their own channels or creative endeavors, is they're not willing to just be curious to be like, what would it be like if I just uploaded a video? Just follow that. You know, I think when you're younger, you have less, you're not, because social media wasn't like hot. So I think today it's like, what do people think? But then it's just, there's not much resistance.
I love the curiosity piece. And it sounds like that when people are adding, and now I'm presupposing that people are putting things on YouTube and on social media because they want to add value. Now, you and I know that's not always the case. It's often the case of, oh, look at me, how great I am. But it should be coming from a place of adding value and allowing other people to be curious. Like, how do you become a better version of yourself by being on YouTube? Or how do you have a better brand recognition by being on social media? And that comes back to curiosity and providing value and bringing, you know, being of service to others.
Yeah.
Where does that tie into, you know, what you're doing?
How does that tie into what I'm doing now? So I hope I'm going to answer your question correctly. What comes up is there's business brands, right? And the thing about having a business versus a personal brand, when you have a business, you already have a certain amount of pre-work that you've done in terms of who's my target audience, how do I best, like, what's the niche, what's the industry, what's the market, what are my competitors doing? These are all things you do before you launch yourself as a business. And so when you first create like a YouTube channel making content, you already have a lot of that blueprint, and it's just about translating it, a little tweaking. But when you have a personal brand, a lot of times you don't have as much it's clarity. It's you and a desire, and you have to do that work for yourself, for your brand, to be like, how do I provide value? Like, businesses know how they provide value. They know their customer. But a personal brand, you have this it's kind of a more open range to find your way, to find your place. So I really help people when their businesses, it's just about translating it. Like, they know what they do. It's about how do you best strategize? How do you best reach that person through this video? So it's kind of like being creative, experimenting with how do you be best creative and strategic. With personal brands, it's really refining. It's really getting more clear on who you are and how you can best serve, and just being a little more open and flexible. And so I help people develop the accountability, well, through accountability, through sometimes community, through mentorship, through just examples, teaching, like, get an understanding of who they are, who is their audience, how can they create videos, and ultimately how do you monetize it? It all depends on the individual, but I help people bridge that gap.
Yeah. And that makes so much sense. And I think, you know, when we talk about personal brands, at the end of the day, a personal brand is also a business brand. So if you're not mm-hmm. if you're not creating your personal brand and you're not clear who, you know, who's your target market, who do you want to reach, what are you offering, what makes you different from everyone else, then I would assume being in your shoes is really, really hard to serve them. And then also the person that is the personal brand has a really hard time because they want to be everything for everyone. But when you're trying to be everything for everyone, you're nothing for anyone.
Right, exactly.
And then how do you become creative? Because you don't even have, you know, I can envision you being like, I'm giving you a piece of clay, which is my business or is my persona. And now you get to be creative and create something out of that. But you can't create something out of thin air.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, why YouTube mm-hmm. and not TikTok?
It's a good question. The first thing that comes up now is the actual legality or the controversy, the banning of TikTok. Are you familiar with the latest news?
Nope. Oh, I'm not.
Yeah, there's legislation that is in efforts right now to like ban TikTok from the US. And this isn't new. This is probably the most serious that it's been. There was, you know, when Trump was in office, there was a campaign to end it. There was a fear it was going to end then, just with, you know, China receiving information, that there is a lot of controversy around it. And mm-hmm. So the people that have really built their followings on TikTok are in danger of losing so much through brand deals and everything. So that's the first thing that comes up for me in TikTok. TikTok definitely is it's the really platform that established short form content, and so there's a lot of uniqueness and just greatness in TikTok. However, I don't see it as a grounded, mature, long term platform to stay for America. At least I think it's mm-hmm. It's had some good grounding, but it's not solidified for long term. And outside of that, monetization, unless you're a big influencer, like over, you know, $100,000 followers, you don't really get monetized as well on the platform itself. So YouTube, on the other hand, is the most generous monetization platform. It is the most mature in terms of video. It is the most diverse, meaning you can have a podcast, short, instructional, tutorial, vlog, documentary, series, movie on YouTube. There's no limits to the type of video you can have. Mm-hmm. The features, the community on YouTube, you really develop true fans that will show up, that will purchase, that will connect with you. On TikTok, you can develop, there's still people, you can develop community, but in general, it's a much younger audience. I mean, just think of the nature of the psychology. It's fast, short content. You don't have, the more time you spend with someone, even digitally, in person, that's when you connect, that's when you build trust. You don't build the same amount of trust with people if you're just seeing them really quick. Hey, let's do a 5-minute coffee brunch. Hey, that was great. You know, that's not real connection. So it makes sense that the audience it's just a tough place to build community. I'll say that. So mm-hmm. those are some of the reasons why I say YouTube over TikTok.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, YouTube's been around much longer than TikTok. Well, TikTok used to be what, Vine? No, Musical.ly?
Yeah, Musical.ly and Musical.ly. Yep.
And YouTube's been around much longer than that.
2005.
2005.
Almost 20 yeah. years.
That's been a hot minute. And
yeah, they've been through some waves. They've been through some the things TikTok's going through. You know, every platform I think has its things they go. But anyway, YouTube has really stood the test of time, and it's shown promise to actually remain because it's continuing to grow, like year over year, even in revenue basis or a creator basis. Like there, it looks very promising for in 10 years for YouTube still to be extremely relevant.
I'm looking at YouTube, you know, to go and watch, you know, tutorials, watch TED Talks, continue to learn, see what, you know, people are sharing on information. You talked about algorithm and monetization. Let's talk about algorithm first, and then let's go into monetization. How is the algorithm nowadays of YouTube, and how can people, business people that are either looking to build their business on YouTube or showcase and create visibility on YouTube or their personal brand, what's the algorithm like?
That's an interesting question. What is the algorithm like? So first I'll start with saying that there are multiple algorithms. It's because it has so much time to advance. It's very advanced at this stage. So the the homepage, YouTube search, which is another big proponent that no other platform really has, is a search, being able to searchability of a video, and that can last, you know, you can find a video from 10 years ago that's still getting views. The algorithms are, I'll say they're very sensitive to watch time. Like they're very almost obsessive about making sure that the right person is watching the right video at the right time. And I think they do a really great job of, you said what the algorithm is like. It's essentially listening and watching everything that, if you're a creator, everything you're putting out. It's looking at every single, through AI technology, every single frame in your video, even down to the facial expressions that you might have in the video. It can label them as confident, confused. It can look at a background and like determine other, if you're in front of a Walmart, it can register where you know, your background. Wow. It can, looks through your title. It is really advanced. It's really sensitive. And as long as you're consistently making content about a particular subject, it's receiving that information. And after a certain amount of time, when it can really pay attention to who you're wanting to serve, it will serve those people that video. So I think the issue with YouTube, I would say, isn't as in general, people don't have like huge followings on YouTube is because it takes time. It's not as immediate. When you post
a video, it's not like cotton candy.
Yeah. Yeah. When you post a video in the very beginning, your view count might be so low because the algorithm has to take time to understand who are you and who are you serving.
Now, you made, and I'm following you on social media, and you did like a few months ago, you did like an experiment to see, you know, how this is going to work, how this is going to take off. And you created a new YouTube account. And surprisingly, from what you were sharing on social media, it took off. And it's not a surprise to you. It's a surprise to me. Of course, it's not a surprise to you because you're the genius. What did you learn through that experiment?
I learned you really get out what you put in. I was very aggressive. I was very intentional. I was extremely consistent to where, it was just on autopilot. If not every 2 days, 4 times a week, I was posting a video. And I just got to see how, I got to just get that feedback and notice little things, shift little something. And in general, I really focused on it. I really dedicated myself to it. And I was also detached. So I just got into a flow. And so when the first video, you know, took off, it just was like, okay, you really get out what you put in.
You were detached to the outcome?
Mm-hmm. Because it can really vary. It can really vary. I think when you're really attached, you're like, you it can mess with you because you might lose your, you might stop before you actually break through.
Ooh, that's so important. I love what you just said. And I think that is a statement that's true for YouTube and it's true for life. Because especially nowadays, we live in a time that we want everything to happen like yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, I stand in front of the microwave and wait for the popcorn to finally be finished, and it's only popping for like a minute.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine how people are getting frustrated or worn out or worn down or whatever emotion you want to put in here with posting something on YouTube and then not getting the following and not getting the visibility. Now, you said a few things and I want to reiterate on those. Consistency, being intentional. Does it matter? And you said another thing, not just consistent in posting videos, but being consistent in the area of expertise that you are posting videos. So there's got to be a niche.
Yes.
Clarity. And not do, you know, oh, let me, you know, share how I changed my tire one day and then share an NLP strategy another day. It's like two worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And at the same time, that I would say that's a general true statement. There are these outliers. This is content and creativity, and things are always evolving so much. I say that because there are examples of people with just incredible personalities, their lifestyle, and the way they may come across on camera and create a title can just appeal to a mass amount of people. Mm-hmm. However, I think if you're a safe way to go about building a channel is being clear in your niche and specifically who you're serving. I think that's a reliable way. Because at the end of the day, we talk about the algorithm, and the algorithm is ultimately really run by the people, because the people are the one that choose to respond. So if you make a video that is of a certain attraction to the human, even if you made, you know, whatever last week, and you're able to grab that attention, you will get that kind of traction. And at the same time, you want to have some type of umbrella of like who you're serving, what kind of videos are you making, right?
Sure.
But people are able to do a lot of different things through like a lifestyle channel or whatnot.
Yeah, but then the umbrella is lifestyle, or the umbrella is, you know, fixing a car. Today I'm going to show you how to change a tire. Tomorrow I'm going to show you how to take the inside panel of a door out or something like that. Got it. Now, would you say that people, and I want to come back to monetizing here in a second, would you say that it would be more beneficial for people that are building their personal brand or their business brand on YouTube to do it themselves or hire someone like you? Because there is emotion that's attached to that, especially, you know, if the business is your baby or it's your personal brand.
Yeah.
You do get emotionally attached and you do want to have an outcome rather quick.
Yeah. I would definitely say know yourself, mm-hmm. and if you're lacking the ability to just create a video, and I think you know when you're unclear, you know when you're lacking a certain ingredient, right? Mm-hmm. If there's something that's stopping you from just being in action and just experimenting and getting the feedback, because people build YouTube channels by the way. They do it all the time. I mean, all over the world, right? However, sometimes they like I said, when I was younger, you just have a certain curiosity and you're able to just spend time. You've got time to not waste, but you've got years. You're not in any kind of rush, right? So, sorry about that.
Oh,
I'm,
here we
I'm
go.
Good.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah. But if you're not in any kind of rush and you've got time to experiment and look at the whole process and study and research, like go for it yourself. But if you are just more intentional about doing, like accomplishing that goal, not like an overnight thing, but you're a little more intentional, I would say reach out to get some help. And you also, I mean, you want to be educated at the end of the day, because you don't want to, I don't think anyone wants to just waste time.
So you mean you're saying that if someone, a business owner, has all of these videos and shorts and everything that they have in their Dropbox or wherever they have it, and they just go and they tell their VA to upload it all to YouTube all at once, that's probably not a good idea, huh?
Horrible idea. A horrible idea. Unless it's just pure shock value content where people are just like can't look away, that doesn't have any, you know, then it'll get views, but no, you want to be able to strategize and yeah.
You want to spread it out. So you said that you're very consistent in posting it. So not every day, every second day, and just kind of spreading it out. Is there like a specific time that you want to post it? Is there a specific length that you want to post?
Yeah. So that really depends on your audience. That depends on your brand. For example, if you have a channel that caters to, let's say, people that are in school, you don't want to release videos while they're in class.
Aha.
Mm-hmm. You want to look at who's your audience, when are they likely to be online? If you're targeting you know, mothers of newborns, when are they likely to have a moment to sit down and watch this content? So your analytics will show you, if you have been posting for a minute, how often the audience that you have created is online. You can look at that data, what day of the week is hot, what time of the day is hot. And there's some other software that will kind of break it down in a little more detail.
Mm-hmm. That's good info. So now let me come to the question, monetization. Is it worth it? When is it worth it? How is it worth it? What do you do? How do you do it? Do you need someone to monetize your YouTube channel?
Yeah. Do you need somebody to monetize your YouTube channel? It's like I said earlier, if you're able to effectively create content that people want to click on. So I didn't talk about titles and thumbnails. Metadata is really huge in getting someone to just first even get a chance to see your video. Mm. Number two, if you make content that is like you create it very engaging, watchable, right? A lot of that times that comes down to just being authentic, having a good idea, and having a certain quality in the way that you present it. You're gonna grow, like you're gonna actually get views. If you can get enough attention, monetization is not a question of if. It's all about attention is the currency. So if you amass a certain enough of that, then monetization just is right there.
Is attention equal, does attention equal visibility?
Does attention equal visibility? What do you mean by visibility?
Like being visible on YouTube. So if the more you get attention on, say, if someone does a TEDx talk, right? And mm-hmm. now they're on YouTube and it's getting a lot of attention mm-hmm. through marketing and, you know, TEDx and God knows what. Does that attention from other people, does that then result into a higher visibility on YouTube that more people see it? I don't know how the algorithm works or if that even has to do with the algorithm.
I'm trying to make sure I get it. So because you get attention, I'll say this. This may speak to what you're asking. A collection of videos that are, let's say 10,000 views per video, say 10,000 views per video, is much more valuable than one video with 4 million, like a viral video.
Right? Aha.
Just because you have that attention on one video, that doesn't translate. It's really about, YouTube is really about, you have a channel. Think of it's a channel. So it's not about one video. It's a collection. People subscribe because you have a collection of, you have an ecosystem, you have a community that people buy into. The only channels that grow are channels that have, like, as a whole, successfully connected all the dots, right? They didn't have one video and the rest were just like, right? Otherwise, they would get, people wouldn't subscribe. I mean, it would be kind of pointless, right? It might be a high, you might, you know, get a lot of comments, but it wouldn't really result in anything. So attention doesn't necessarily, just sheer attention doesn't necessarily mean access, visibility. That's why consistency is important. That's why, you know, having a umbrella of what, who you're creating for, so the right people come and you can build fans, right? I was talking to a guy earlier and he said, I forgot who said it, but I think relationships are more important than an algorithm.
Mm. Yeah.
Relationships will always, relationships beat algorithm. That's what it is.
Relationships beat algorithm. I think that is a beautiful ending for today. This was so incredibly valuable of what you brought and the insights that you brought. How do people get in touch with you, Trey?
Right now, you can email me at TREJACK, the number 3@gmail.com. From there, I can connect you to whatever it is you need, whether it's a consultation, whether it's a program, whether it's even just helping you with like your edits or whatever you need, right?
So yeah. Trey Jack, TREJACK3 mm-hmm. @gmail.com. Go ahead and email Trey. He is on his way to Thailand. Trey, how long are you going to be in Thailand for?
I'll be in Thailand for about 2 weeks.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, maybe like a week and almost 2 weeks. Yeah.
And I bet you're going to come back with great, great video, great content.
Yeah, I'm really taking the information I get, I'm implementing into one of my channels.
I figured. Absolutely.
I did want to say one thing about who it is that I primarily help. It's I really help people that are in the beginning of their journey reach that monetization point. So people that are don't have a channel or videos, or people that have been on YouTube for a year, 3 years, and they're still stuck around like 100, 200 subscribers, and they're just not getting any traction. And that's who I primarily help.
Yeah. Thank you for that clarification.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
so important and so necessary. And I would assume that there are plenty of channels out there that are kind of, you know, fiddling around in that area that need your help?
Plenty, more than I can serve, actually. Yeah.
So guys, get with Trey. Trey, while you're in Thailand, while you're traveling, are you going to answer your emails? Or are you going to wait till you come back?
I will peek at my emails from now and then. It won't be daily.
Okay.
That's what I say. But you know, I'll be looking at some emails here and there.
So if you're emailing him now, just make sure that you remember that he is in Thailand and that he's only got limited time, but he will get back with you. So Trey Jackson, TreyJack3@gmail.com is the best way to get with him. TreyJack3@gmail.com. Get with him. You're going to love it. He's such an incredible man and knows exactly what to do and has his own success patterns. Trey, have a wonderful trip to Thailand. Come back safe. Thank you for being here. And for everyone else, thank you for tuning in and see you guys again next week, same time, same place. Until then, ciao.
Ciao.
Peace. Thank you for tuning in, and you will notice opportunities to apply success patterns daily while eagerly anticipating next week's content-rich success patterns.